Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Also, talk a little more Blazers. Their season begins down in Phoenix, and that's where we're going to go right now, down to Phoenix. Friend of the show, Casey Holdall, on Twitter, at C Hold, as the Blazers open their 2017 season against the Phoenix Suns this evening. Casey, what's up, man? Are we ready for another season to start?
I believe so. I'm definitely ready to move on from preseason. So whatever that means, I suppose that means that yes, I am ready for the season to start. And the games yesterday were fun. So yeah, let's get to it.
How hard is it? Could you take us behind the scenes on something real quick? How hard is life? You're a married guy. How hard is life as a beat writer when the NBA season starts and then all the way till it ends?
Well, a couple things. I have a wonderful wife, so that definitely makes it much easier. And two, I don't have kids, which also makes it a bit easier for me as well. But it is hard. And really for us, though, once the regular season gets around, I've already kind of been working my typical work schedule for at least a week. I mean, we went and had that three-game trip last week mm-hmm. as well, and I travel for the preseason as well. So, you know, once the regular season gets there, we're already kind of into our rhythm, but it is difficult. You know, you miss holidays, you miss birthdays, you miss things like that. And, you know, and since we don't have kids, my wife's alone a lot of the time, so that's not great for her as well. So it is difficult, but, you know, it's also a good job as well. So, it's like anything else. You take the good with the bad.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Casey Holdall, at C Holdall on Twitter. Also, check out the Rip City Report podcast that he and Joe Freeman do. You know, we've been talking about this team today, Casey, and it's funny. We've seen a lot of responses on both ends of the spectrum. Really optimistic. Things click. Nurkic plays well. They win, you know, close to 50 games, or the other half of saying you can't trust Nurkic. He hasn't been healthy. Crab's gone. What do we think? West too tough. No way they get there. What would you say your feeling is? More optimistic or pessimistic going into this season?
I mean, I feel like looking at this team, I would feel more optimistic going into this season than I would have last season. And you know, because of Nurkic, and I think the hope is that maybe you figured out something with Evan Turner last season, at least when he was starting, that you might be able to apply this year, him being more comfortable this year than he was last year. Perhaps that equals a quicker transition for him. Mm-hmm. The schedule is fairly easy in the early going, so I think the hope is as well that, you know, if they really kind of put their nose to the grindstone and really make an effort to bring consistent quality effort early in the season, that they can avoid some of the poor starts they've had over the last two seasons. So, you know, I think there is cause for optimism. You know, obviously in the West, they didn't make any of the moves that some of their opponents made in terms of adding, you know, top level talent, but they do view that, you know, the addition of both Swanigan and Zach Collins could have some impact this year, and just having Nurkic healthy and in shape for longer than 20 games, assuming he doesn't get injured again, all those things coming together. I think it's reasonable to be excited about the Trailblazers going into this season. I mean, you know, the pessimism can come in another month if they end up stumbling out of the blocks. But right. I think right now, you know, there's definitely reasons to feel good about where they're at.
You know, Dame and CJ were not shy of voicing their want or opinions on getting talent here in Portland. Melo being a big example. They also did the Paul George thing. And maybe Paul George would have been a Blazer if Pritchard decided to take the best deal available instead of being a conniving, grudge-holding individual. But how much, I don't know how to put this, how much does that affect Dame CJ, where they keep trying, but they kind of keep striking out on getting guys that they specifically want?
Well, I don't think they love it, and I do think that, you know, they are going to continue to be, you know, adamant that they need to add talent to this team. But I mean, I think the fact that both are signed for the next, what, 3 or 4 years, neither have any kind of options in their contract. I think that they've seen what other players, kind of all-star caliber players, are doing on their teams in terms of kind of trying to push the team into making changes. Mm-hmm. And I think that they are going to continue to do that. And I think that, you know, that Neil O'Shea is willing to listen to those requests. But I don't think it really – I don't think they're coming into this season with a negative feeling like, man, they didn't do anything to help us in this offseason. I know that perhaps at times maybe they felt like maybe more could have been done to add talent to the team. I know that when they made the Tim Quarterman trade, mm-hmm. you know, Tim and Dame were kind of close, and the fact that that was a trade basically for cash, I know that kind of bothered some players a little bit. Not so much that they felt like Tim was really an integral piece of the team, but more just the idea that we're not making moves to get players, we're making moves to kind of shore up things financially. And you know, players don't care about the finance part. They want to go out and win, and that's their job. So, you know, it's not like they were stoked that they weren't able to get any of those top level talent players, but I think they also feel like, you know, going into the season with everyone healthy, with Nurkic, you know, on the team, that they can be a better team than they were last year. And the other part to it is, you know, I think they realize that some of that is on them. You know, like it's their responsibility to play better, to put themselves in a position to be a team that other guys want to come to. So, I mean, they take responsibility for that as well. They know it's not just Neil's job to go out and get players. They know that they have to make an environment where players want to come here. So, I mean, that's on them. So I think they know what it is, you know. And again, I think that at this time of season too, hope springs eternal. So I'm sure that they feel confident that they can be a better team than they were last year, even if maybe they're not up to the talent level of the Golden States of the world.
Yeah, I think it's a good point about them playing better as well. Yeah, we're talking with Casey Holdall at C-Hold on Twitter, and check out the Rip City Report podcast with him and Joe Freeman. You know, one of the other exciting parts about this season for me, Casey, is watching how the rookies play and what kind of impact they have. You know, we saw Swanigan. We all loved him in the summer league. He looked good at moments in the preseason. Collins struggled in the summer league and looked like he was taking steps forward in the preseason. What role, what impact do you expect them to have, and how long is it going to take them to contribute?
I think Swanigan, and I've said this the entire time, I think Caleb is going to come in and contribute right away. You know, I think initially even some of us thought that perhaps he might have a chance to sneak into the starting lineup. You know, as preseason went on, I kind of pulled away from that. I think the one game that he did start, you kind of lose what you want out of Swanigan, which is that, you know, he can hit some shots, he can hit the boards, and he can be a scorer with that second unit. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Caleb play significant minutes early in the season. I think Collins is probably a little further off, though he is, you know, you hear from players and coaches that, you know, the strides that he made during training camp were significant. And I think there is a sense that where maybe after summer league, there was a thought that, you know, this guy might not be ready to go until maybe later on in the season. I get the sense from players and coaches that you know, that timeline might be bumped up a little bit for Zach, that, you know, what he brings on the defensive end at that position is something that they don't really have a whole lot of at this point. So I think that necessity is going to kind of maybe clear the way for him to get some spot minutes earlier than I would have suspected a couple months ago. So I think you're going to see both those guys play. I don't think it's going to be significant playing time, at least early, at least, and especially for Collins. But I do think that, you know, Swanigan's a guy who, you know, he's got an NBA body. He plays an NBA position at that kind of stretch 4-3. And I think he's a guy that they're excited about kind of unleashing and seeing what he can do. So I would expect to see, you know, at least Caleb especially play quite a bit tonight.
We know, real quick on this one, Casey, we know Dame and CJ can get buckets. Any concern about not having any real shooting threats on the roster, or are you not concerned about that?
No, I'm concerned for sure. No, I mean, that's the thing. We've gotten quite a few questions this offseason about, you know, how do you replace Allen Crabbe's three-point shooting? And, you know, in some respects, he hit like less than 2 threes a game. So, you know, you figure that's probably not that difficult to replace. But, I mean, the long and short of it is the Trailblazers run an offense that requires to shoot open shots, particularly from three. And they just don't have a whole lot of guys who are known for their shooting. I think that, you know, the hope is that Mo Harkless is able to continue to kind of show the improvement that he showed last year, shooting 35%. I think the hope is that, you know, Alfred Gamino is more the shooter you saw 2 years ago than the shooter you saw last year. I've been beating the drum that Yusuf Nurkic is going to take three-pointers this year, and I fully expect that to happen. And, you know, I think the hope is also as well that Pat Connaughton, who shot pretty well in preseason, who's been working on basically his three-point shot, you know, for the last 3 years, is going to be a guy who you're going to be able to rely a little bit more in terms of shooting. So, you know, until they actually go out and do it, I mean, I think it's definitely a cause for concern. And obviously, you know, people were assuming that Anthony Morrow was going to get that 15th spot because of the fact that he's a great shooter from three.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, I think at this point, they're just going to have to deal with it. And they will probably shoot fewer three-pointers this year than they have in the past three seasons.
All right, great stuff. Casey Holdall, follow him on Twitter, at CHold. Check out the Rip City Report podcast with him and Joe Freeman. Casey, it's great to have the Blazers back. It's great to have you back on the show. Have fun tonight down in Phoenix, and hopefully we'll catch up again here soon.
Glad to do it, guys. Good to talk to you.
There you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.